Grace and peace to you from God who creates and sustains all the world, and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We walk through this life by faith and not by sight. These words from Paul's letters are classic and often quoted, but they seem especially timely right now. These days, we don't really know what will happen next. We can't see more than a few months or even a few weeks into the future. What will work look like and school in January? Will we get to be with family at Thanksgiving? Will Christmas Eve worship be in the church face to face with the community we love, even if we're all masked and socially distanced, physically distanced? And the deeper anxiety runs through our days and nights. Will I get sick? Will my parents, my children, my spouse? On top of the pandemic and the way it's changed everything, we are just a few months from an election. Both sides are busy assuring us that a vote for the other side will bring nothing short of ruin and apocalypse to our country. Our news is filled with stories of violence and protest, and our hearts ache at the injustice and pain that we see every day. And so when Paul says, "We are always confident," perhaps our ears perk up to listen, maybe to question. Really, Paul, always confident? Tell me more about that. Today's reading begins with the opening verses of chapter 5, and it helps to realize that in these verses, Paul is mixing two different metaphors to describe what it's like to be human. What it's like to live our lives already saved by Jesus, but not yet fully living in that promised reign of God's peace and justice. Paul is particularly pointing to the vulnerability of our human lives, and he uses the metaphor of living in tents. Now, we would like to believe that our lives as followers of Jesus are protected, safe from harm and suffering, as if we lived in comfortable, gated communities. Instead, this life is like living in a fragile tent, only slightly protected from the wild beasts and storms. Or to use Paul's other metaphor, we would like our lives of faith to be like wearing armor, safe from all that can harm us. But instead, our vulnerability sometimes makes us feel we are unclothed and unprotected. Researcher and writer Brené Brown has written at length about human vulnerability, how we all experience it and how uncomfortable it is and the lengths that we will go to avoid it. She refers to the self-protective habits that we use to avoid feeling vulnerability as shields. And she names some common shields that most of us, all of us really, she writes in her research, used to avoid experiencing vulnerability: perfectionism and numbing and denying joy. Perfectionism is that voice that keeps telling us that if we just do everything right, if we don't make any mistakes, then no one will see what a mess we really are. It also tells us that if anyone did see what we're really like, they would run the other way. And so we better keep that mask of looking perfectly balanced and together in place all the time. This denies the vulnerable truth that we are all humans. We all make mistakes, and sometimes we all need help. It keeps people at arm's length and denies them the chance to really know us and perhaps even to help when we need help. The next vulnerability shield is numbing. Numbing is all those things we do to avoid feeling our feelings. Of course, it's important to relax and rejuvenate, but so often what we do to relax is not renewing, but only numbing out the uncomfortable feelings. At the extreme, numbing looks like addiction. Addiction to alcohol, drugs, exercise, video games, food, or whatever it is that we turn to when the stress gets too high and we just want to turn it off. The third shield is denying joy. It's that voice that comes up when something wonderful happens, when we're in the midst of a celebration, and it says, oh, just wait. This won't last. Don't count too much on this. You know, you could lose it at any minute. These last two shields are efforts to protect ourselves from uncomfortable feelings of being vulnerable human beings. Both of them work at that to some extent, but the danger is that they also prevent us from feeling not just the bad stuff, but the good stuff as well. Both prevent us from fully engaging in our lives. We are so busy protecting from hurt that we don't really feel joy either. Brown points out that vulnerability is not an option in human life, it's just a reality. Any time that we care deeply about another person or a project or a cause, any time that we invest ourselves in valuable work or relationships, we risk getting hurt. So what does all of this have to do with Paul's letter and living in faith? Well, if we are looking for faith to be a shield, to protect us from suffering and pain and keep us from all the struggles of life, we are going to be disappointed. That's not what God offers us. Instead, God became a human being. God took on all our human vulnerability. In Jesus, God lived a life filled with the risk of loving, the risk of caring, the risk of living out peace and mercy and speaking the truth to power. So instead of the strong walls of a metaphorical gated community, Jesus invites us into lives sheltered by tents, which are more fragile, but they're also more permeable, more adaptable, more open to the risks and gifts of life. So what does God give us to navigate our lives and our vulnerable tents? God gives the gifts of the Spirit. God gives us faith and hope, love and courage, so that we can live in the world and experience joy and pain, beauty and suffering. God's Spirit gives us what we need, not to be armored and invulnerable, but to enter fully and faithfully into life in the world. And so Paul says, we can always be confident, not that we won't face hardships and challenges, but that we will come through them. And by God's grace and mercy, we will not only survive them, but thrive. As I was writing this, it occurred to me that a shield we may be tempted to form for this current time, this year, 2020, is the shield of just waiting. Not engaging fully in what time has for us, but just biding our time, waiting for 2020 to be over and praying that in 2021, things will go back to normal. Obviously, there are valuable things that we are waiting for. We're waiting to celebrate a wedding or an anniversary. We're waiting to see kids and grandkids that live far away. We're waiting to go to a live performance or a movie in a theater. But to walk by faith in this time invites us into something more than waiting. It invites us to embrace the full vulnerability of this moment in time and to pivot our expectations and responses to meet it head on. To walk by faith invites us to fully explore and engage in what is possible now rather than what isn't. To try new things and maybe go back to some old ones, like, you know, sending cards and paper letters through the mail. Any of you remember mail? My parents would say I was never very good at mail. A Facebook post that I saw this week says this. It says, don't give up on this year. Keep fighting for the good. Keep showing up. Keep loving. Keep giving back. Keep being brave. Keep caring. Keep trying new things. Keep showing grace. Keep on. This world needs you to believe in the good. Paul says that as we walk through this uncertain life, we walk as ambassadors of Christ. We have the opportunity to show the world what it means to walk by faith and not by sight. Trusting not in what we can see from our human point of view, but in what God has shown us. And what God has shown us is grace and love and mercy. God has shown us a way where there is no way and hope where there is no hope. God has shown us resurrection, a new creation, and a new way of living in the world. And so we are always confident, my friends, not in ourselves, in our church or our country, not in our bank accounts or strong walls around us, but in God, who has claimed us and loved us and offered us new life. Thanks be to God. Amen.